I test
very much
one
to sync
one
as far as I can in my time difficulty, really.
Okay, that was it?
Yeah,
it's Rodney. Yes,
it's Rodney computer.
Okay.
Rodney was being obnoxious again.
Source identified and corrected. Thank you. So we're reconvening the security, the stability, security, and resilience of the DNS review team mandated by the affirmation of commitments. The purpose of this afternoon session is to create good coordination between the three sub-teams. That will mean looking at overlaps of subjects, of which there are some, and trying to make sure that if there's overlap in a subject that has to be kept, it's because there's different approaches in each of the sub-teams, different levels of aggregation or different kinds of questions they'll be asking. We should emerge from this session with cleaner working plans for each of the sub-teams, lists of issues for the sub-teams, with a list of documents that have to be obtained and parties that have to be interviewed, and where we see overlap for, say, a same party being needed to be interviewed or the documents to be studied by more than one of the sub-teams, we will later develop a way to coordinate, for example, to have these interviews jointly between representatives of the two or three teams involved in case it's more than one. We should also have much more, some more detail, but much more sharpness about what the tasks are in each case. For those who are present now and weren't in the earlier part of the session, what we are aiming at is not to start a comprehensive audit where it seems that we continue to be on track for not needing to hire or ask ICANN to hire contractors to do this kind of audit work, but instead to be able to do whatever is within reach of the group itself, of the review team itself. It will be much more limited than one could do as a comprehensive audit. But on the other hand, a comprehensive audit is still not reachable because it's just too large a universe. So we will be aiming at those inputs and analysis that can yield the most information to make recommendations to the ICANN board as to how to proceed in fulfilling their commitments under the affirmation of commitments related to stability, security, and resiliency. Since we have had our team divided into three sub-teams, one for the governance comprehensive aspects, one for the implementation and fulfillment of responsibilities, and one more oriented to contingency planning and the inputs for contingency planning, which is cross-cutting, we would like to hear from the three team coordinators. At this moment, we only have one of them present. The others are on their way back to this meeting. So most likely the useful thing to do right now, Simon McCalla, who's the team leader present, he leads team one, which is the governance one, is for you to go over the overlaps that you have already noticed with the other teams and make comments on whether, you should be shedding some of those tasks or the other teams should be. And maybe that will allow us also to go into a bit more detail into how they will be performed so that we can emerge from here with that clarity. Thank you. Simon, if you agree?
Yep. Okay, so I think probably, I think the significant overlaps I've heard this morning are probably going to be, number one, around the IANA contract. I think there's a couple of us have mentioned looking at that. And it sounds like that may well overlap over all three groups. I think the other overlap is going to be when we take a look at some of the constituencies and particularly ESAC, RSAC, and so forth in terms of how much are we looking at implementation, how much are we looking at governance. I think the teams one and teams two are both quite, I think there's quite a strong overlap across all of that area because I think it's going to be very difficult to judge the governance side without taking a look slightly into implementation and vice versa. So I think they're the two that are standing out for me right now, unless anyone else has got other comments.
In the absence of the coordinators of the other teams, can team members comment on this? and I would go by steps. I would first say, I mean, unless there's a general statement, I would go try to go in a roundabout Ayana, then Esak, then Arsak.
As far as the Ayana goes, this is for Team 2. We were actually looking at the problem from the scope principally of contracted versus non-contracted parties. And from the perspective that the Ayana contract places ICANN as a contracted party, what its current obligations are, and looking at how it's fulfilling those obligations, particularly looking at the near-term IANA recompete or rebid, that's somewhat different than perhaps a larger strategic role of whether or not ICANN is the IANA is the right home for
ICANN's right.
The other way, yeah.
Thank you.
ICANN is the right home for the IANA as opposed to are the tasks being done properly. So I think Team 2, we were looking at contracted versus non-contracted parties, more interestingly, and what those obligations, contracts, MOUs were like.
Thank you, Bill. Any comments from other teams? Okay. With respect to ESAC, any comments? And with respect to ARSAC?
Well, ESAC and ARSAC are both defined committees under the ICANN purview. And so, at least from Team 2's perspective, we don't see those as contracted or non-contracted parties. They may represent contracted or non-contracted parties, and we're sort of more interested in the parties and those relationships via contract or MOU as opposed to how ICANN deals with its standing committees.
I think the way we're sort of really looking at it is as organizations or parties, if there are contracts in place, first of all, are there appropriate contracts in place and are they being executed? Are they being executed on appropriately? And that's purely from the operational point of view. So I assume that Group 1 would first of all examine the terms of these and establish whether they exist and if they're valid, if there's any risk there. On our side, it's are the services being provided or things being carried out correctly? And I think that ESAC, for us, ESAC and ARSAC are part of ICANN. There we would just assume it would treat it probably the same as a contracted organization because they chartered to do something and we'll make sure they're doing their job operationally.
So you would not be tempted to, you would not put in your program to investigate, let's say, the composition rules and outputs of the ESAC?
I think we would. I think the way we look in our charter, so Group 1 is looking at what the policy is. Ours is the policy being executed appropriately? So whatever it is, we definitely will look at the outputs. And then at the risks that go with it. But I don't think we're going to judge whether they're right or wrong. Our job, I think, is just to identify whether it's following the policy.
Okay.
Simon, any response to that?
Not really.
Okay. Simon, where do you see any overlaps that should not be occurring with the other groups?
You're referring to groups outside of SSRT? Or
no, to the, no. Within, let's say, to the subgroups, are there any overlaps of particular concern where you would like to call for them, let's say, some primacy, or rather seeing that an issue is called by the other group, by the other sub-team, just hand it over and wait?
No, I think there's probably a little bit of a danger as we all rush to gather documentation and, understand positions, whether it's ICANN's documented security policy or whether it's any specific communiques between the GAC and ICANN or so forth. I think there's a danger we might all try to rush at the same set of documents. So I think there's probably some scope in making sure we use Olaf and Alice well to get a sort of a library of those documents for everybody to get to. I think that's somewhere I think would, the very first task on our list here is locate current documented responsibilities, and I suspect each team is fundamentally going to do that as the first task. So it seems that we probably, yeah, exactly. That shouldn't be a duplicate task. But other than that, no, I don't feel the need to call primacy or anything.
Well, probably then the I'm wondering whether the most reasonable way to go forward now is to split again into the breakouts and either get the overlaps hashed out in detail or, of getting the overlapping tasks hashed out a little bit more in detail to see whether some of them can really be removed from one of the two teams' charters or the mission for each sub-team in each of these subjects is made clear separate from the other one. And the other one is to work out at least some detail of the work program for a few of them in order that when we leave here, this is a Thursday, some of you will be making transatlantic flights and so, but that by Monday people can really start reading what they have to do or writing what they have to do, have a very clear task in front of you. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, something occurred to me just as an operational administrative detail, really, was making sure have we got folder structures and so forth set up so as we start putting documents in various places that the teams can all access them, check them out, edit them. Would we do that through Connect, Alice? Yeah. Or on the wiki, yeah, okay. And everyone's got access to the right folders and stuff. Fantastic. Thanks, Denise. That's great.
Thanks. That simplifies a lot of our tasks.
Yeah.
The other thing that I need, I think we have to use the time together here for the following thing, which is there's been a lot of numerous mentions of interviews, of requests for information from different organizations and people. We should leave this room with clarity about more or less how many and which are being requested by each of the sub-teams and what the purpose of each of them is. So that, as was mentioned in the pre-launch period, there's a lot of overlap. There will be, there are a few organizations or entities which will be, from which information will be required by all three sub-teams. So we should add that up in order to organize some of those interviews if there are going to be phone or voice interviews or the request for information, make them organized and make them happen fast.
I think particularly if we are looking to use Singapore as a means to get around a lot of people face to face, then that would be very important.
Well, since we've been making some pretty good progress today, if we could have let's see if I understood you well, if we could make a list of the interviews we need and have it, clean. First brush at it today and clean it up during the coming couple of weeks, and then actually having them executed before, between now and the Singapore meeting. That would be absolutely superb. I don't know if we will run into the need of putting up some of these for public comment and waiting and so forth. What do you think procedurally there, all of Denise, Alice?
I think it's probably reasonable. We're talking about eyesight, that what we should be doing is publishing an outline of what we intend doing. But I think, for example, who will be interviewing and what the outcome of the interview is, I don't think it's appropriate from a public point of view, because in many cases there are going to be NDAs in place. You know, the likelihood of getting answers from some of the people, if it's going to be published, for many of them, it's going to be zero. They just won't respond. So I don't think that, first of all, we should even really indicate specifically who we're interviewing and who we're talking to. I think, in general, it can be the contracted parties, the non-contracted parties. You know, and final outcome, we may have a report on who they are. But I don't think there's any, you know, I don't think it'll take forever if we go through a thing and say, these are the people that we're going to be talking to, and if we make a change, you go through another review period. It will never get anywhere.
So, do you feel that this is the right time to break out again and now focus on these inputs that are going to be requested, and that will help us clean the lists of tasks which are still a bit too long? And in the meantime, we'll get our team the full complement of team coordinators and be able to work at that layer too.
Is the task that you're suggesting for us now, well, the thing I would suggest now is that all of us have now seen the plans and the outcome of the other groups. Maybe this is a good time to provide input between the groups of what's looked at, and maybe have that as the first round of this, and once we've done that, then begin the process of detail.
I've been trying to elicit that with not much success, so if we can push more strongly for that, I'll be very glad.
So if you can maybe give us a timeline, and you know, if we like, it's now 2:15, like maybe 3 o'clock. So between now and 3 o'clock, the individual groups get together like they were this morning and work on not their plan, but the other two plans, just to give comments on that, and also try and standardize it so that... and also try and then end up with something that looks consistent along all three. I think that was one of the things that Paul had mentioned earlier, where he is now, in terms of consistency. To be able to do that kind of thing. So maybe we can do that between now and 3.
Yeah. Can I also make a suggestion, just to have the three contributions have the same format?
That's what you said.
Okay.
Yeah.
The format of the first working group sounds pretty, you know, well structured and aligned to what we were preparing in terms of a table. So if in the discussion you want just to refer to, the first one. I will then circulate a Word document with a table where, you know, it's then a cut and paste. Or I will do that if you follow this format.
So that sort of then changes what we're going to do for the next 45 minutes, because you want Group 2 and Group 3 to reformat according to Group 1?
No, I'm saying that it's only, you know, reformatting. So I think it's going to take, you know, no more than 10 minutes, but let's keep it for the end of the session.
Okay.
So while you discuss, think, you know, for the other two working groups to respond to the sections that have been used by Working Group 1.
Okay.
I mean, and I just, there's a list of issues, they identify the list of material, the interviews that should be performed, and if there are, you know, any additional specific issue that should be explored.
Okay. I'm okay with it, but I think I'm the only one from Working Group 3, so...
So if you start now.
We have confidence in you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
So let's break out there.
Group of your people.
I was thinking,
someone streaming video.
Would like us to make this kind of format, right?
You stream your anime, you've got your anime streams going to your laptop.